And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday. It's the 13th of April, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said, "In matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock." Thomas Jefferson, born in Albemarle County, Virginia, 1743. He wrote the Declaration of Independence. He was this country's minister to France. He was Secretary of State, Vice President, and President. But Thomas Jefferson was also an inventor, a philosopher, a farmer, naturalist, astronomer, a connoisseur of food and wine, and he was a musician. As one of his biographers wrote, he could calculate an eclipse, survey an estate, tie an artery, plan an edifice, try a cause, break a horse, dance a minuet, and play the violin. He was inspired by classic Roman architecture, designed his great estate Monticello along classic lines, also the University of Virginia, and a number of buildings in Washington. Jefferson is considered responsible for the neoclassical look of the Capitol. He was a talented astronomer who predicted an eclipse in 1778. He knew physics, anatomy, botany, and geology, and he was a passionate paleontologist. At one point when he was president, he had the East Room of the White House covered with mastodon bones. He was a passionate gardener. He said that he ate meat as a condiment for the vegetables, which constitute my principal diet. In his gardens at Monticello, he grew 330 varieties of vegetables, 170 varieties of fruit. He grew Mexican peppers, beans that had been collected by Lewis and Clark, broccoli from Italy. He loved the English pea. He grew turnips, lettuces, artichokes, tomatoes, eggplants, and squash. And he kept exhaustive notes on them, when they were sown, when they were mulched, which varieties were the tastiest. He had about 5,000 acres of farmland. He did keep slaves to cultivate it. He was dependent on the labor of hundreds of slaves to keep his farms running, and spent a large part of his days supervising them. He said, "From breakfast or noon to dinner, I am mostly on horseback, attending to my farm." And he loved music. Jefferson wrote, "If there's a gratification which I envy any people in this world, it is Italy and its music. This is the favorite passion of my soul." He played the violin, sometimes the cello and the harpsichord, and he loved to sing. He walked or rode around Monticello, singing and humming to himself. Thomas Jefferson. Here's a poem for today, an old poem, a sonnet from the 17th century by Bartholomew Griffin. "Fair is my love that feeds among the lilies growing in the pleasant garden where Cupid's mount, that well-beloved hill, is, and where that little god himself is warden. See where my love sits in the beds of spices beset all round with camphor, myrrh, and roses, and interlaced with curious devices which her from all the world apart encloses. There doth she tune her lute for her delight, and with sweet music makes the ground to move, whilst I, poor I, do sit in heavy plight, wailing alone my unrespected love, not daring to rush into so rare a place that gives to her and she to it a grace." A sonnet by Bartholomew Griffin, "Fair is my love that feeds among the lilies." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.